The Behavioral Corner is produced in cooperation with Retreat Behavioral Health, where healing happens. Hi and welcome. I'm Steve Martorano, and this is the Behavioral Corner. You're invited to hang with us as we discuss the ways we live today, the choices we make, the things we do, and how they affect our health and well-being. So you're on the corner, the Behavioral Corner. Please hang around a while. Hi, everybody. Welcome again to the Behavioral Corner. It's me, right where you left me last time, hopefully, on the corner, the Behavioral Corner, a podcast about, as we say, everything, because everything winds up affecting our behavioral health. It's all made possible by our great underwriting partners, Retreat Behavioral Health. You'll hear more about them a little bit down the road. Hey, it's that time of the year again, guys. You know, if you're following us, and we hope you are, that we always do a yearly Home for the Holidays program. And this year, we're going to sort of broaden that rather than take an individual case. That's the way we used to do it and describe what it was like going home in those early stages of substance abuse or mental health disorders. We're going to take a look at a macro view of that. And to that end, I would point out that the executive director of an app called Skylight is with us, John Dye. Hello, John.
Hello, Steve.
Skylight describes itself as a spiritual self-help tool, which, you know, there's an app for everything, and now we have it for this. And I dare say it's much needed. So we're going to talk about the holidays and dealing with it. We all have to deal with the holidays. One of the expressions or quotes that has lingered in my head for many years, someone once said, well, the holidays have us by the throat again, which is not exactly, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, you know.
Right.
But I always thought, boy, that rings a bell with me, because it does feel like that. It feels like an assault. Skylight, as I understand it, is a tool that helps us get through these things or manage them, because you can't ignore the holidays. They will come rolling in, whether you like it or not. So that's what we're going to be talking about. John, as executive director, we'll get into the nuts and bolts of how this works in a bit, but let's talk about the size of the problem. We all more or less have the same feeling. Here they come. Even those of you who can't wait for the holidays to begin, it comes rolling in and we have to start dealing with it. For those who have trouble during this period of time, and I mean, you know, whatever extent that is, how large a problem is that?
You know, it's like you said, it's very pervasive. Specifically, as we talk about the holidays, some of the best memories we create are during this time of year, but some of the biggest pressures we feel also come as well. So those that don't traditionally deal with mental disorders still have stress and anxiety, right, that accompany this time of year. So it's that weird uncle, right, sitting down next to you that wants to talk politics or religion or something very divisive next to you at the Thanksgiving table. Or as you're opening your presents on Christmas morning, somebody says something very volatile. It's a Molotov cocktail they throw into the room and everybody leaves, you know, deflated. And so as we think about this, just getting together in these social situations, yeah, how do you best deal with this? How do you deal with those anxiety and those stressors that inevitably come with family, with friends, with close associates?
All of which is exacerbated, made much more acute if you are suffering from some sort of a mental or substance abuse disorder. We're going to focus primarily on the behavioral or the mental health aspect of this. Because if there's ever a time of the year that can, if you'll pardon the expression, drive one crazy, it's the holidays. John, with regard to the holidays, we're talking about them in the present tense. They're going on right now. But the stresses and the anxieties begin at some point out in the future, correct? When do most of us start to begin to stress? Here they come. That seems to be getting longer. Is that true?
It really does. It really does. And a lot of that, to be quite honest, is because a lot of the stores, you know, you walk in before Halloween into a major retail store and you start seeing things for Christmas up literally 2+ months in advance. And so you're saying to yourself, man, it's coming. I haven't even given out the Halloween candy and we've got to worry about getting the tree up. So there's a lot of that does occur from a retail perspective. Also, this is big all the year round, right? We know that specifically as we at Skylight are focusing on people 18 to 35, we call them the Gen Zennial generation. It affects everyone, Gen Xers, the baby boomers, et cetera. But we also know we've been able through the app to look through the times of year, the seasonality of when this stress occurs. And it really does ramp up right around finals and those times, but also, you know, as people are getting ramped up for the holidays, getting ready to go home, we know finals and the finish of the term and semester are coming. A lot of it's happening in our own head, though. We make the monster 10 times bigger than it actually is, usually, because we try to think of all the things that may happen, not the things that are happening. And that's what we talk about. You've got to center yourself. You've got to be in the present, because it's really a lot worse if you assume that, again, that gorilla is 800 pounds and it's really only 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and the notion of beginning to worry about something well in advance of it actually happening is a trap we all fall into. About young people, though, it's one of the most fraught times of the year for all the reasons you mentioned, not least of which is that the trip home, which is made during the most chaotic and difficult travel time of the year, kids got to get home. And I guess it's no wonder that the biggest going out night, I think, in the entire year is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, when bars and sports bars and all kinds of places are packed with young people who are fortifying themselves, right?
Absolutely. Yes. They enjoy getting back. They see people they haven't seen probably in years, right? And it's a chance to reconvene, get together, and have a lot of good time. And again, as you mentioned, though, that Wednesday before, then you have all of the close family and acquaintances the following day. And so that exacerbates some of those issues, again, that are traditionally in your mind. That's where it starts.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I mean, everything's in our mind. You're right. I mean, but there are real stresses associated with financial, logistic, personal. I mean, not everybody in your family gets along with everyone else in your family. So they're real problems. I know that among the things that, well, let's talk about Skylight immediately, because the term spiritual is right there in your descriptor. You're not hiding that. A spiritual self-care tool online or through the app that seeks to help people with mindfulness and spirituality. Let's take them apart here now. First of all, are we talking about faith-based techniques?
Yeah, great question. So there is no one single sponsor. This is not a bait and switch by religion. It truly is spirituality. As you know, spirituality can have many connotations based on the individual. So those are believers, right, in a higher power. So we do believe that a person that is going to benefit most from what Skylight has to offer is somebody who does believe in a creator or divine or transcendent or a higher power. Now, that's not a traditional Christian view of God or, you know, Jewish or Muslim or whatever, but we do believe that as you deal with stressors like anxiety, sleep issues, loneliness, self-esteem issues, you can overcome those. You can help center yourself and be present if you have affirmations, if you have meditation, if you have music and movement, and of course prayer that accompanies that. So we believe, just like you can't expect to go into a gym and do a few biceps and have a muscle, spiritual practice is required daily to center yourself. So I liken it somewhat to AA, because there is a belief in a higher power, right? You have to think outside yourself. You have to be humble enough and succumb to a higher power, which makes you able to overcome some of the things in your life. Very similar.
Yeah, we obviously are intimately aware of the 12 steps and the greater power, and the fact that this is not, strictly speaking, a religious concept, but a spiritual one. There's a difference for sure. You guys also mentioned mindfulness, which is another kind. It's a real thing, but it is a buzzword. I don't know that everybody really knows what mindfulness is. So discuss that a little bit. How do you at Skylight define mindfulness? And then is it not in conflict with the notion of a higher power? If mindfulness is you putting yourself in a particular place in time, how does that jibe with looking outside yourself for some answer?
Yeah, no, great question. And I'll answer that in this way, because I think as we think about Skylight, it's really aligning within yourself with others. You know, so we talk about within yourself, with others, your community, but also vertically with heaven. So as we discuss mindfulness, it is being in the present. It's really being able to calm your thoughts and really think through, you know, the things that are happening and being able to understand what's happening around you that way. But we do feel that the variable of allowing a higher power into your life is important, because we do believe, just like a Band-Aid, you can Band-Aid over these issues time and time again, right? And mindfulness helps mm-hmm. you deal with that in the situation, in the here and now. But we believe one variable that needs to be present in this equation toward healing and toward wholeness is a higher power. Mm-hmm. And we believe they're not at odds with one another. They can be rectified.
Would you say then to someone who's listening that if they are agnostic or if they're atheistic, that Skylight is not for them?
We do believe that one key variable is that you believe in a power outside yourself, right? A higher power. So it doesn't, again, have to take a certain prescribed form that culture agrees with or everybody stacks hands on. So I do believe that there is power in this for an agnostic mm-hmm. or an atheist who is willing to concede that there is a power outside of themselves that can mm-hmm. indeed help them.
Yeah. You know, when you think about that question in its fullness, an answer just popped into my head that if someone were completely unable or unwilling to acknowledge a power higher than themselves, they probably don't think they have any problems anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I would agree with you there. I think, Steve, if they can't conceive of that, they may not even recognize that there is a problem. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And ignorance, I suppose, is bliss. Yeah. Let's talk about some of the nuts and bolts that you'll find or suggestions you'll find available on Skylight for people who want to manage some of these things. Before we get to them, though, what are some of the absolute triggers for people? Is it the music in the stores? Is it the commercials? What is it?
Yeah. So as by the way, I should mention, Skylight is free of charge. We have mm-hmm. some very kind donors. This is something we're doing, I believe, from an altruistic perspective because of these kind donors we have behind us. You know, some of the triggers, and when you say triggers, I should ask, some of the things that people experience most on the app or how people find us and what they want to do?
No, I mean, what people who want to tamp down the anxiety, they have to see it coming. And I know for me, it's the one song that sets my teeth on edge is, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, because God bless Andy Williams. I guess that's who it is. He sounds like he really means it.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm generally stuck in traffic when he's singing this, and I'm not feeling it. So yeah. It sort of gets me in a bad mood already. But there are other triggers. And can Skylight help people notice what they are and manage them?
Yes. Yes. A lot of this, as you know, is very introspective, right? Understanding what your personal triggers are, like you said, in traffic, listening to Andy Williams, that sets your teeth on edge. Doing that is more important, I think, and more introspective. Once you can recognize that, I believe that's where Skylight comes in. Again, spiritual daily practice, just like going to the gym, is something that you can't, if you want to run a good marathon, you can't just go out and run 26.2 miles, right? You've got to have a training plan. We believe the same is true of spiritual wellness and mental health, is you've got to do a regimen in the morning or in the afternoon or the evening. We notice that morning and evenings are the time most people do this, but even short exercises like we have on Skylight, 3 to 5 minutes, we have actually scientifically shown that reduces anxiety in people. It helps them center themselves, get their thoughts together, connect with that higher power, and be their best selves.
You've mentioned you've used physical activity as a sort of as a metaphor, but there are some real things here on the site that you can avail yourself of. We've had many people on about yoga and meditation. The physical part of it is interesting. What's going on when we engage our bodies in this effort as well as our minds?
Yeah, the body is a key, I believe, a key piece to all of this as well. Again, as you talk about your mind and your spirit and aligning those, that is key. With yoga, that helps you be aware and to honestly to tamp down the physical piece. For example, with yoga, where you do stretching and you do posing and other things, these are things that actually help you be not only aware of your body, but your mind-body connection and your spirit-mind-body connection. So it puts you in a way, specifically when you do it by yourself or with others, in a mode that I think really aligns those three in a way that is helpful.
All of these exercises and techniques are available through the app, right? You can not only talk about them, but you can see them, right?
Correct. Yeah. And it's all video based, but we also have audio options. So if you're on a walk or doing something, you can experience that as well.
What do you tell young, particularly young people who go, yeah, there's a lot of praying in here. I'm interested in meditation, but not praying. If you need to, can you avoid that?
Absolutely. We try to tailor this user journey in a way that is best for everyone. And actually, one thing that I'm excited about is when people do onboarding for the app, they can tell us what they're interested in. We're creating some AI modules to help us create that personalization so that your journey, Steve, would be different than mine, would be different than a third person's. We need to create, I think, the optimal piece that looks right for everyone. And that's one area that AI can assist us with.
Where do your contributors come from? Are you out there looking for them? Are they calling you? How do you get people involved who contribute to the site?
You know what? There's multiple ways that we do outreach. We have, as you know, NIL, name, image, likeness with college athletes. We do a lot of outreach to these individuals who believe in the features and functionality of what we're doing. And so a lot of them are creating UGC or user generated content on their own social media properties. Eventually they'll send people into Skylight to do more, but we've just done outreach, mainly people 18 to 35 is who we focus on from a contributor perspective, because we want peers talking to peers. I'm a Gen Xer. If I talk to a Gen Z person, they honestly, it's sometimes like religion or any other institution that they may be a little wary of, right? We want peers to talk to peers. Our goal is really to help people in this area of their lives. And the best way to do that is talking to somebody that looks like them, feels like them, et cetera.
What happens if someone outside that demographic stumbles upon Skylight? Will they immediately run screaming into the night, or can they find something there for themselves?
They definitely will. We're actually working with some Fortune 100 companies here in the US and even abroad to adopt this into EAP, so employer assisted programs that they give to their employees or associates. So yes, this is for everyone. We just realized that Genzennial generation, age 18 to 35, they've done some unprecedented things and gone through unprecedented things with a pandemic during their formative years, right? For us, we were a bit older. I think hopefully we experienced it differently, but these young people literally are going to make up the workforce of the future, right? Those 18 to 35 currently will make up 33% of the workforce by the end of this decade. And unless we can help them in some way handle these mental health incidents, right, and hopefully create that spiritual wellness, we're really in, I think, for some rough waters in the future. And so if we can help them do that, understand the importance of practice, daily practice, and centering themselves and connecting with that higher power, I think that's going to help us all individually and collectively.
Our guest is John Dye. John is executive director of Skylight. And you can find them, by the way, wherever you find podcasts at spotlight.org. They are a spiritual self-care app with the dual purpose of spiritual wellness, which is the two words you don't often think of together in this context. John, how much? So I know the demo you're talking about. I know that those people were born into this technology. They live much of their lives there. It's probably going to become more as we go further on. How much do you have data on how much time people who are using Skylight spend on it?
Yeah, so we break this down by users and super users, right? Those individuals that are in a lot. We have found, though, that individuals that spend as little as 7 minutes a week on Skylight are realizing benefits from what it has to offer. That's literally two exercises of our average length. Individuals who set time aside, they stop the doom scrolling on social media. Again, social media is great from my perspective in many ways. It also has its downside, right? Everything does. But those people who prioritize their mental and spiritual wellness and spend as little amount of time as what I just mentioned on the site actually are benefiting from this. They're able to center themselves and do things that some of their peers are not able to do.
So yeah, you just mentioned something that it's a great expression that's suddenly become widely used, and that's doom scrolling. What does that mean? I know what you mean. Explain it to someone who might not know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So doom scrolling, it's just, they've set it up so it's literally addictive. Social media, right? If you look at Meta or TikTok, where you just keep scrolling, it's an infinite scroll, and you start at 9:00 a.m. and you look up and it's 10:30 because you have not realized you've been on the platform that long. And as we all know, a lot of the content that we see online too makes us we're looking at somebody's best moments and comparing that to our average moment. And that's really where that delta comes in, that differential that yep. makes us feel so bad about ourselves. Yep. And so again, use some of the time to do something intentional to some of these exercises, some of these practices that allow you to center yourself, and it'll help immensely.
It's sort of self-evident that if you were to take 10% of the time you spend scrolling through Instagram or TikTok and apply it anywhere else, particularly into a place like Skylight, where you're reinforcing positivity rather than you're right. You see people living a life you think you should be living and are not, or you see people at their absolute horrible worst. The feeling is nothing but negative in that context. So it's plain to see why, if you could just stroll through a place like Spotlight for a while, that you would be much, much, much better off. Final question, and because this is in everybody's mind, particularly as these apps get stronger, what do you do with the data that you accumulate on people who visit the site?
It's interesting. We it's all private. We do not release it at all. But the goal for us, honestly, what we're trying to do, Steve, is we would love to create a playbook of our findings. Just as we see common trends and what topics people are interested in when they're on the app and doing the practices, the times of day, the amount of time that they spend, et cetera, some of those things that we just discussed, we're compiling those together so that other people that have similar goals to help this rising generation, right, with some of these issues that they're having, we want to create a playbook that we can give to them and utilize with them and help train them so that if they start out on I'll use a football analogy, if they start out on the 20-yard line, we want to get them up to the 50-yard line. Whatever their goal is, right, the end zone, we want to help them move farther, faster, because we have primary data and their secondary data we can draw from. But the primary data, we really want to create a playbook to help people, because we do believe strongly, as I mentioned before, gosh, this rising generation needs the help that we have available. We need to create a journey that personalizes it to their needs and not do it the way that our parents and our grandparents did, which was very prescriptive, right? This Generation Z, we have to be more descriptive and understand what they're looking for and need and try to provide that to them in a way that they will accept that.
Yeah, it's a great goal. I wish you the best of luck. How old is Skylight now?
We are under 3 years. We started right about when the pandemic hit, and we've got our wheels underneath us, and we're just adding momentum day by day.
Skylight.org, that's how they find you.
That's That's exactly right. You can find us on the web, download the apps there, find us on social media as well.
And again, it's free. Free is good.
Free of charge. Free
John, happy holidays. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck with the app. You know, it certainly looks like something that a lot of young people could benefit from, and not so young people as well. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Steve.
And thank you guys as well. Don't forget, you know, follow us, like us, subscribe, do the whole thing. And try to enjoy, you know, I know it's got you by the throat, but have a good time. It'll be over sooner than you know it. That's as positive as I can be. Thanks, guys. See you next time on the Behavioral Corner. Bye-bye.
Millions of Americans are negatively affected daily by their mental health. Retreat has served the community for over 10 years, offering comprehensive mental health programming through our mental health division, Synergy Health Programs. To learn more about Synergy, please reach out today at 855-802-6600.
That's it for now. And make us a habit, hanging out at the Behavioral Corner. And when we're not hanging, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter on the Behavioral Corner.